Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like, in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
There it is. All right.
All right.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules AfterBuzz TV After Show. This is Season 2, Episode 12, Bitch Slap. I'm your number one bitch, Jake Dupree, along with my other bitches. Hello.
Hello. I am English Cleveland.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Christina Zias.
And we have Bravo's cutest couple in the house tonight. No! It is Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney. What's up? I am so happy to have y'all here tonight because this episode, I will just say it, it was the shit. It was the best episode of the season.
It was really my favorite. Was.
Best episode of the season.
We couldn't wait. Last week we were like, I can't wait I know. For next week.
I think it was the best episode of the series yet.
I think so.
It did have the highest ratings we ever had.
Really?
Ever?
Even after first season?
Yeah, of all them all. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's exciting.
That's really cool. Yeah, I was like, if this episode, it needs to spawn a third season. Yeah.
Right.
Because there's a lot of stuff that has happened.
All you need is a little violence.
Yeah, I mean, what has it been about the slap heard around the world?
The response from the fans?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's mixed.
It is very mixed. I think people are like, oh my God, you never lay a hand on anyone. And I agree with that. Yeah. But I think the other half that I was there. So as much as I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have done that, I was like, but she deserved it.
Yeah.
There's some ambiguity in terms of whether or not it was warranted. But, you know, that'll all be just out. And
yeah.
We'll figure out.
Is there more stuff to come that we'll, like, learn about maybe on the reunion or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes a bitch slap is needed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think you're going to see a little bit more of the real substance of what was happening with people and the real way that they were handling themselves. That the reunion was just like, this is why we're not friends.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I was talking to Tom right before we went on, and I said, do you think this show, if this wasn't a show and y'all were just working at the restaurant and there were no cameras, would this have all happened? Come out that Jack slept with Kristen and then da-da-da-da-da, all that stuff?
Probably, maybe it would have taken a little bit longer. But, I mean, that's a really, stuff. That is a, such a huge, massive guilt to walk around with that. I don't think.
How
it would have never came out.
And what's the timeline from when he did this? It was right after they broke up, Stassi and him, correct?
Well, to be honest, yeah, but they were broken up, but they were still trying to work on their friendship, and they did have a little bit of a rekindling.
Yeah.
In the midst of it, like, they had a night where they kind of slept together.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, like, it's just so nasty and wrong.
Wait, so let me ask you. You're saying that you think that Jax just brought it up and opened up about it just because of the cameras?
Not that, but I'm thinking that the element of the cameras and also, like, I don't know, just the element
of that.
Just being in that heightened environment of nonstop melodrama.
Yeah, because you don't let things die. You don't stop talking about them. So imagine harping on something nonstop for weeks on end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
like picking at a scab. It's never going to heal.
Uh-huh.
That's a bad analogy. And well, kind of gross.
I kind of get it.
It definitely puts pressure on to, you know, just because they're not going to let it die. They're going to find, you know, anyone involved is going to find a way to drag it out.
Mm.
That's interesting.
But it still happened organically. Like, it wasn't forced, you know?
No.
That's good to know, because I know some people, we got a few tweets that were like, are you guys acting and all that stuff? And I was like, I don't know if it's... No. I feel like it's, like you said, it's like if you constantly have to bring this stuff up and you're being asked about it, like, when you're sitting in the confessional, like, it just brings all this stuff up and makes it kind of... It's like thinking about it over and over and over in your head, and you kind of change it in your own head to be something, I would imagine. I don't know.
And you're... Yeah, I mean... Yeah, it's like our response to that accusation that it's scripted is we all wish it was scripted or soft scripted. I wish some of it was scripted because it would make life so much easier, and I wouldn't be so ashamed of most of my actions. I would be able to sleep at night.
I mean, this is why we were picked to be on the show, because our group of friends have always had this like tumultuous, crazy friendship.
In quotes, for sure. Yeah. So let's get started talking about the episode. I first want to get into Stassi. She goes to lunch with you and Christina. And we were talking right before we went on, and I said, I don't know if I necessarily care for Christina. I think she's kind of a bitch, to lack of better terms. I don't know. I just get a nasty, kind of mean girlish vibe from her.
You got to give her another chance, because she's a charming little lady. She's funny and witty, and she's got a lot to offer. Well, you got to meet her.
That's what Sheena said, too.
She is definitely brutally honest, but she's honestly, like, also very, very chill. She doesn't really like to get too much involved, but, you know, Stassi being one of her best friends as well, she was not going to, like, let anyone take her down.
Yeah, for sure.
I respect her for that, you know.
Sometimes, and then she can be a little bullheaded, but she's definitely a good girl. She's awesome.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
We don't get all the sides of somebody just from editing, I guess.
I don't really get bitch from her. I get more of, I just think there's a lack of personality.
I get that too. I feel like they only bring her on when it's like, what do you feel about the drama? Like, just to get her comment.
Yeah.
Well, really, it's like not really relevant. Yeah, she's I think she's just like.
I feel like that kind of was like me the first season. You didn't see as much as like my personality like, you know, what the kind of person I am and what my character is. You just saw like me just kind of like intermittently.
Yeah,
definitely.
And there's like also, like you're like being on a show like this. And like I'm a cool, calm, collected guy, so you're almost a little bit tentative, like. Part of you is reluctant to, like, get in too deep, to fully just jump in. And when you do, things happen that you never thought would happen.
Right.
And I don't know.
The drink heard around the world. And then I wanted to ask this because I was a little unsure about how the whole conversation with Jax bringing up that he... How did that happen? Like,
that's
where was
I'm
it?
Like, how did it start?
Okay, well...
Because Lisa was there. Like, what happened?
Okay, so, I mean, it was... It was a rumor, obviously, that, you know, I had heard from someone that Jax had supposedly told them that. And then Lisa had heard from someone else, a different person that they supposedly told. So she was still very adamant that it was true. And, you know, we were all kind of like, okay, they're never going to admit it. I guess we just drop it. I guess we just take their word and that's it. And then we were all there at work. It was myself and Stassi, Sheena, I think Ariana was there. And Lisa was just like, I really... Let's bring him over here. Let's talk to him. And we're like, you're not going to get it out of him. And then he came over and he was, I mean, for 20 minutes, just absolutely no, absolutely no. And he even agreed to, like, take a lie detector test. And we're like, all right, we should do that.
Oh, wow.
We should do that. And then finally, she's like, Jax, just come on. It was the eve before his birthday. She's like, don't you want to start your new year telling the truth and all that? And
like, so
then finally he sits there and he's like, okay, fine, yes. And we're all like, did
what?
You say yes, and he's like, twice. And we're like, what?
Oh my
god! We're just like, what? And then he started going into details, and we were just like, Oh my god.
So I wonder who started like the rumor, like who told Jax. Lisa.
Jax
so
has loose lips.
Well, Jax is the problem.
One day just to let it out.
Well, maybe there was some. It was because I think he did it, and it's like he had to tell someone.
Yeah.
So the people he told, you know, obviously told other people, and I mean that's kind of the way rumors work.
Did you guys at any point? Because I know it's been a constant theme throughout the series that Jax is a liar. Mm-hmm. Did you guys at any point think that he might be lying now?
In the beginning, I thought there was actually a small chance, but I could just, you can kind of see it in his face. It's kind of easy to, he's a good liar, but you can tell if you look closely and if you know him when he's lying and when he's not.
He's got that like little smile that gives, like a little smart, it's like a little something that gives him away.
Yeah, he even said, he has nothing to gain from this. It does not, usually if he's going to lie, it's going to be to cover himself and, you know, throw someone else under the bus. But no, I mean, he has nothing to gain from it. And I, once he finally said it and was true, I'm like, yeah, totally. Because when I found out from my friend that he had told, it just made sense because of the I kind of remembered, oh, yeah, I do remember there was that one night where him and Kristen were hanging out or something. And I was just like, I could totally see that.
That's watching, gross. Watching Drive above everything else, like, that's ridiculous. That movie is so, like, violent and, like,
right.
So maybe they're just, like, really impassioned. And
the music
like,
is really
sexy. Down right now. And I have to acknowledge this line from Stassi. This was amazing. The dildo wrapped in acid that would eat her insides out. I was like, that is genius. Like, thank you for that. She's always got the best one-liners. Like, she really does.
She's so good with those.
It's an art.
Yeah. And I just love her use of violent imagery. Like, it's
all
my favorite
time.
Thing that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She paints a vivid picture.
Wants to crucify her. Oh, I was like, oh,
can we just say that that is so very much her personality? She is, like, so funny and sarcastic and dry, and some people really honestly think she is that
like, gonna kill
morbid
somebody. Yeah.
And screwed up in the head, but it's like she would...
Yeah. She's
it's
just funny. She's
her bark
sweetheart.
Is worse than her bite. Well,
sometimes.
Hold on, I'll stop there.
Yes, and then, of course, we see Stassi talking to Lisa about Kristen and Jax, and... They're sitting in Lisa's Bentley, of course, which was just like, it was just a fabulous conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, this beautiful, like, two camera shot with the two of them. I don't know. I loved it. And Lisa asks, and then Stassi asked Lisa, like, why she hasn't fired Kristen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's true, but, like, you know, we need her to be on the show, kind of. I think that's what Lisa was trying to get at. Like, we can't necessarily let her go. And I supposedly, from what I've heard, Kristen is a good waitress or server.
Yeah, she's solid.
Yeah, she does her job very well.
Yeah. And then we find out that Kristen came on to Peter as well. Do you know anything about this?
I heard a few different guys.
Peter did say that it did happen, right? Honestly, because Kristen kind of set Peter and Stassi up, and it was about that same time. Like, what if she was the one with someone else's ass?
What?
Anyway, yeah, I mean, yes, like, she has yet to admit to that, but Peter... has confirmed that.
And I feel like Peter, I feel like he's not a liar. I feel like something like that.
Yeah.
Why would he make that up?
He has nothing to gain from making that up. He's not trying to impress anybody.
No, for sure not.
Tom, has she come on to you?
No. No, we've always had a brother or sister like relationship.
They've always like hated.
We have a lot of history together. And it's definitely love hate. Like, and unfortunately, the past year it's been, tipped in favor of hate, but you know, I still consider her a friend, but she's definitely pushed me to my limits a few times, and maybe I snapped on her a few times when I shouldn't have, but I don't know, man. I'm out of my element, guys. I'm in too deep, you
You're
guys.
In too deep.
I need someone to pull me out. Throw me a
lifesaver.
And leave me to what, like, drown?
Yeah. Take care of it.
She's well-equipped for this type of stuff. I think I would go as far as to say she might even thrive on it sometimes.
I think that you have a good head on your shoulders to deal with the crazy. Like, you don't let it get... You don't let it bury you like some of these other people on the show. I
try not to, but no, I can speak for myself. I really try not to, but it's so easy to get carried away with it and so easy to feel like the weight of it. And it can be really intense sometimes, but I try to scale back. I try to use him to help.
She has me to give her, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I try to give her perspective.
He
and
does.
Take a deep breath. It's going to pass.
No, he does. So it's like kind of like brings me back. I'm like, okay.
It's hard not to be, you know, you know, I don't, myopic or just like, you know, it's hard to sometimes just take you outside of these moments that are so intense. You feel like your whole world's collapsing. And I'm like, boom, it's okay. You know, life's going to go on. We're going to live happily ever after.
Life is going to move on from this.
Yeah.
And Lisa made a good point. She was like, she told Sassy, don't take her on at the restaurant. Like, I don't want it happening here. And I don't, and I can't even imagine what that would have been like. I'm kind of glad it was happened outside of the space so it could kind of be not a neutral zone. But something that's just not involved with, like, where y'all are.
It would have been bad for business.
Yeah.
And really, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, she took it out of the restaurant, but she took everyone in the restaurant out with her. So,
what do you think? Do you think that was bad that everybody was there? Like, everybody in the cast was there?
Okay, truthfully, I think a lot of that was also to get Kristen to come. Because if it had just been me and Stassi and Christina... And, you know, she would have been very reluctant to come, I think, because we were not on good terms. So I think it kind of helped, you know, we kind of hoodwinked her a little bit to make her think that she was coming out for something else.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she deserved to be publicly shamed.
Honestly,
for all the
Sassy gave her ample opportunity to be honest. Like, hey, why don't you honor our friendship here?
And at that garage sale, after it supposedly it came out from you, that one time that they had slept together, Kristen completely denied it.
Too. Yeah, and then she turned around, and when Stassi did the whole text message thing and everything like that, she's just like, you owe me an apology. I can't believe you think I'm that kind of friend. You know, Stassi really gave her an opportunity, so I think it was just gloves off. And
not only did she, she attacked people who would accuse her of this, you know, which makes her look so much
that
worse.
Makes you way guiltier.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, right.
Can I just say, while we're on this topic, before I forget, I owe Tom Sandoval an apology because I feel like I was a bad friend because I knew he was going to get
ambushed.
Embarrassed.
And I just like, oh my God, I don't even know. I'm still reeling from that. Like, it was such an awkward situation for me. I wanted to tell my friend, just don't come, but I don't know.
He needed to know.
Yeah.
Not like that,
but he did need to know.
Wouldn't it have been nice if Kristen would have been honest with him as well, but I mean, like, again, like, she didn't do the woman adult thing, and
I mean, I think it was for the best that it came out. It was kind of like mob mentality a little bit with everybody there, like, that's really embarrassing, but I do understand the situation that all of you were in too, because she had put you all in this completely uncomfortable place where it was like all about her problems and all about her stuff. I mean, like, what can you do? Like, at some point it just has to give. Something has to give.
Reigns of Castamere.
How long were you guys, like, there before the slap happened?
Oh,
like,
man. Attention was mounting. I mean, slowly. It was palpable in there.
You could see, like, Stassi was, like...
She was, like, really, really nervous because she wanted to ease into the conversation and not approach it in a very, like, confrontational, aggressive way. She wanted to kind of, like, make Kristen feel comfortable and, like...
So when she walked in, did everyone, like, hug her?
Yeah, like, well, Sheena and Shay went up. I didn't because at that point I...
Over it.
Yeah, like, I hadn't talked to her and I had no intention of doing so. But, yeah, then when she sat down and you could just tell how uncomfortable Kristen felt. And then, you know, Stassi didn't really know exactly what she was going to say and how she's going to go about it. But she definitely did not go in there saying, like, I'm going to smack her. Like, that was not what she wanted to happen, but, you know...
It happened.
See, I know that I think what Kristen did was really screwed up. Okay. I think it's disgusting, actually. But I seriously, Jax needs to be, like, taken down.
I think
because
so too.
It is so screwed up that if they both did this together, that he, like, backstabbed her even more. Like, if you both screwed over two people in this certain way, two people that you care about, being Stassi and Tom. Like, at least have the decency to, one, either confront them to their face and not humiliate them in front of all of their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or, two, like, keep shut. I don't know. Like, keep your mouth shut. Just.
It's so convoluted.
Yeah. There's no right way to deal with it. Like, there's no way that you can deal with this.
I just feel
like. In a right way, I don't think.
He got a pass.
Yeah, but Stassi did say that she used him, like, just, you know, to get him to come there to be, like, you know, the moment of truth. But I still think that he did get a pass.
He got a pass.
He got a plea bargain.
It was definitely a plea bargain. Yeah, she's like, I'm going to, listen, you suck, but, like, what I need you to do, you know, and I won't, like, rip you to shreds here, is come and have my back here.
Right.
And you know, back of what you told me. Mm-hmm. So.
I agree, though. It was handled in very poor taste, and in hindsight, it's regrettable. But I don't know. It just sort of happens, and
like even at the dinner with the guys, and like as soon as like all the information like came out and everyone like knew, and all you guys like he walks back and he's like, just don't hit my moneymaker. Like girls would be like, why did you come back? Like girls would be so catty, and guys can just like move on so fast from it.
It's so true. Yeah. It's a good point too. I know. Like, of course, I'm torn because I love Jax, but I know he was a complete asshole for doing that. Mm-hmm. But I was telling Jake earlier, I was born without the ability to hold a grudge. It's really hard for me to even get mad at someone, unless it's her.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Just kidding, I love Bubba. But,
because when it's only worth fighting for when it's worth it.
Well, exactly.
That's so
cute. It's true, though.
I don't even know what point it was. Yeah. You guys take it over.
No, about the boys, like what you were saying about Jax, because you said, even for Jax's standard, I didn't think that he would do this.
Oh, man, he threw me for a loop. He really did. I was appalled, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to make excuses for him, but even for his standards, which he can be a real a-hole, he'll be the first to admit it, that was really cold-blooded, even for his standards. And I don't know. I think something, he was like, I don't know what came over him.
I mean, he claims that he was just really, really distraught, and he wasn't eating, and he wasn't sleeping. I'm like, that does not make you want to have sex with your friend's girlfriend. Like, I'm sorry. he's asleep in the next room.
Like, that's not, like you're not starving, bad. And you're having sex, so you rather have sex instead of eat? Like,
It's a new diet plan. Don't eat and have sex. Right. You burn lots of calories.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, that'll be my brand. That'll be my new brand. Gross. But no, Jax, it just made me sick that it seemed like he had no remorse. I mean, I know what happened, and it was the past. But at least he could be sad that he did this to his friend.
Yeah.
Above Kristen, like, who I mean, I know they were friends, but, like, Tom and him, like, they're boys, you know?
Yeah. He's so, like, not remorseful. He's just like, you've cheated on her.
So I cheated on her.
You need to have sex with her? Like, where did that fit in?
I think as time passes, I don't want...
I honestly think that Jax couldn't deal with the guild, so he just was trying to like kind of sweep it all under the rug and be like, well, you did this, and who like trying to just sort of make light of it, and because the reaction from everyone was so extreme and so intense, as it should have been, that he had a really hard time, you know, just being accountable for it and like owning up to it, so he just kind of went to the other extreme and just went complete apathy.
Right.
Yeah.
But then what is the excuse for him doing it the second time? Like, she actually came over to his house. Like, you guys planned this event to be able to...
Maybe she really liked him.
I feel like it's so much easier. The first time, I feel like it would be so much easier to do it the second time.
Because
the deed has already been done, and it's just like...
What about
it's
a
like,
third?
I would feel so guilty. Like, let's not ever bring this situation up. That's how I would feel. Yeah. Like, that was an accident.
Well, that's what they did after.
I'm sure there was a lot
time.
Of this.
Oh, alcohol.
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, but still,
I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying. What
helps the situation?
No, I'm just saying the drink, like, that's just, there's no excuse.
I know, but
like,
I'm saying it's a factor.
Like, I just can't even imagine. I would never be able to do that to my friend.
Ever.
Like, I would never be able to do that for someone that I would call a friend.
Yeah, never. Even if we're, like, not even friends anymore, I'm still not going to hook up with your ex-boyfriend. It's just...
No.
Well, here's the thing. I know. I feel like I borderline should have defriended Jax, but he keeps buying me off with these awesome headphones. And I can't stay mad at him. I just got the new Beats by Dr. Dre. And
he bought them for you?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Oh, good. Did he get you anything?
Just kidding.
No.
Oh.
Wait, do you... I saw on Watch What Happens Live that you two don't talk, really? Or he ignores you or something? Well, because he said that... I saw on Twitter... that right before y'all went on, he was like, I'd rather watch grass grow than hear Katie talk. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I didn't know that too until Andy said that. really, like, towards the end of the summer, I mean, it was Stassi and him were becoming very much at odds, obviously, after all the information came out. And Stassi's my best friend. And so, you know, as much as Jax was my friend as well, I sent him a text message and I was like, look, things are obviously very different now in our group of friends. It's kind of taking some acclimating, but Stassi's my best friend. My loyalty's to her. Please don't come and talk to me about her. Don't ask me about her. I don't want to be left out. Like, you are my boyfriend's friend and that is it. Leave me out of, like, the Stassi drama.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he just never, like, responded ever since then. He just... was ignoring me and just kind of really being an asshole to me and speaking very, very badly about me in public and on public forums. And, you know, since then we actually squashed it over the weekend and just kind of, I just couldn't, like,
it makes life a lot easier for me.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, it was really starting to affect him, and he didn't, it wasn't fair for him to be caught in the middle. And it just, it just was so unnecessary.
Over
nothing. It was just like, he didn't understand like what I was trying to say to him. So.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he was projecting some sort of weird residual feelings he might still have towards Stassi. Not like, I'm not saying he still likes her. I know he's over her, but some sort of like pent up something
like
or another.
I represent her, so it's like I bring up ill feelings.
Because you're her best friend.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
And the scene I want to talk about is Kristen and Tom with the video editor working on her reel.
Oh, no.
Foreshadowing much?
I mean, that was like super ironic. I was like, this is amazing that this was, that that's a great editing situation that happened for this episode.
The editor said, "Well, you can take a good smack."
I didn't even see that.
Like, wrote this stuff? Scene. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And Tom looked oddly like he enjoyed watching Kristen. In underneath the waterfall, like there was this weird, like glint
in his
eye.
Like he never
eye,
said
like,
anything.
Yeah,
just like
maybe
was
that
like,
was
oh.
misconstrued tension coming out in a a way that maybe you're right.
I don't know. Maybe
I haven't seen Tom look that happy since that whole little
kissing scene,
spin the bottle game. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh my god!
Talking about somebody protesting too much when he landed on you, he was like, "Oh my god!" Like freaking out. Don't protest. Oh, yeah. And I like that you were like, whatever, like, who cares? And he's just like, you know, freaking
that
out.
That was the rule. First of all, he came with the game. We're like, okay, here's the rules. If it lands on your significant other, no, you can't do that. But if it lands on anybody else,
you have to.
Yeah. You have to. And he went first.
Like,
and
I thought maybe it would be a good opportunity for me to get to legally
kiss someone else.
Not that I would take pleasure in it, but just like maybe a once in a... Wait, I'm going to bury myself.
Yeah.
I don't mean it. I didn't... Not for
pleasure.
I would recall a couple music videos you've done, some photo shoots,
that's another job you did.
Well, okay, I have not been able to kiss another dude. Well,
if you get a job where you have to, that's okay. I'm going on the record as saying Tom's a great kisser.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Tom Sandoval.
We heard so many things here first tonight.
We both closed our eyes. It was a passionate kiss.
It really was.
We know.
Yeah.
We
if you're going to go for it, then just go for it. Like, damn.
Tom
I love
stood
it.
Still. It was like slow motion.
I can't.
That's funny.
Okay, then we have to move on to this next scene because this was the Beso scene. Is that how you say it?
Beso?
Yeah.
Beso.
Because it's been... Bravo must have a deal with them because they've been on Shaw's of Sunset. They've been on your show twice, this restaurant. So I don't know. Bravo has just a good relationship with them, I guess.
Interesting,
Marketing. And the first line I wrote about this scene is, Stassi is a badass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Periods after each. Because... She not only gathered the entire crew, but she, like, I mean, she literally did crucify Kristen in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about it a lot, but it's just, it was very well executed in terms of, like, a public humiliation. So you have to appreciate that. You have to. I mean, that's some organizational skills.
Yeah, it couldn't
and some
have been
leadership
any, yeah,
roles.
You're right. Yeah. It couldn't have gotten any better, because... Like, everyone was at the right position at the right time. Like, Jax was on the stairs. She's like, Jax, here he comes. And then Tom's at the bar. And Tom comes over.
It was like a talk show.
Yeah,
like
it was
a violent talk show.
It's like, and now we have Jax. Jax, what do you have to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It did feel a little Jerry Springer-esque.
Yeah, right?
But it was real.
I mean, what did we not see? Because I mean, we can talk about this over and over again, but what did we not see that led up to the hit? What was said between the two that would cause that? Because for me, it almost looked like the hit came out of nowhere. Like, I feel like we're missing a little piece. That's why she hit
I think her. Kristen was showing no remorse, and she seemed unapologetic, and she was being stubborn. And
she got really, like, I mean, just really hateful towards Stassi.
Yeah, and overly defensive.
That's the thing. Yeah. And just, like, her words were just so cruel. Like, the things that were coming out of her mouth, I was like...
Like, what was she saying?
Yeah, because we only saw her say, like, one line and then got hit. Yeah.
She handled herself really poorly in that situation. And honestly, she 100% deserved to get hit. 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She could have went about it totally different. She should have been... I don't know if I want to go into it, I don't even know if I can go into it.
It's just, I mean, it was like kind of, I mean, it was chaotic before it happened. There was like the fight just kept escalating and escalating and escalating, and she just became more mean and more hateful and just, you know, I mean, it just, especially because we all know it was true, and it's like, are you serious? Like, you're still lying, and now you're like chastising Stassi, and you're just being like, it just.
So what was Tom Sandoval doing during all this?
Was he just listening
to his girlfriend getting abused?
He was numb. He was numb. He'll be the first to tell you. He just wasn't present.
I think he was understandably. Just a
little shocked. Yeah, totally.
What do you call that? That he was in shock. Yeah. I think
completely. Yeah.
I would have been too. I would have sat there just.
Like, what do you do during... I mean, I don't even know how to react.
He was like, I don't believe it. I would do that. I would be like, you guys are all... Is this punked? Like, are the cameras...
Well, that's... I mean, I think he did kind of have that thing because he was just like, oh, okay, Jack, so when? When did this supposedly happen? Like, when, you know, that's kind of when...
Yeah.
But...
That he could cite specific examples, that kind of validates his argument for me. But like you were saying when we were watching the episode, you thought that... He's lying.
I just felt like it was so unbelievable. I was just like, this can't be true. Like, for him just to, like, I mean, you guys said he wait like 20 minutes, you guys dug it out of him. But usually, like, Jax will lie for like 10 episodes before he says the truth. And he'll say it like on the reunion. But I don't know. It just seemed unbelievable. The only way I do believe it is the text messages.
You know what? I agree with you because now looking back, Kristen handled herself very well, too, and she seemed believable. Mm-hmm. Like, that should have gone on her acting reel.
Yeah.
It was good.
Right, no, you're right.
It was really good.
So were those texts... Okay, wait, we'll get into that. Were the texts real?
Yeah.
Were they?
Mm-hmm. Like, the only one that wasn't from Kristen is the one that Stassi obviously sent from her phone, but there were text messages, absolutely, of covering Jax and...
And she's still saying no. Or is she just finally like,
you'll have
no.
to wait and see.
Will she ever admit? You'll find out in 2 episodes, probably.
Right.
Well, next week's the finale.
Yeah, so on the reunion. Mm-hmm. Wait, so how... I wanted to get... I'll just ask this question now. How was the reunion? A shit show?
Yeah.
Was it long?
Yeah, I want to know.
It was really long. And I mean, as you can imagine, getting 6 people... Us, the 6 of us in a room after, you know, everything that's happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, there's been a lot of time that's passed in between the end of filming and then, you know, when we shot the reunion. But, I mean, it was really intense. I had, like, definitely a hard time, like, staying present. Like, it just got, like...
Yeah, like, how it's like beating a dead horse, kind of, at some points, I bet.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but, it, you know, it just definitely... It definitely solidifies and paints a very, very, very clear picture for everyone to see exactly why things are the way they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Oof.
So after she slaps her, let's get back to that. What happens? Because I see you charge, and I'm like, wait.
No. Well, I know, it looks like I just football tackled her.
Right.
Well, yeah, no, because so Stassi, you know, backhands her and Kristen like catches her arm.
Right.
And she's like, you just again, like starts yelling
like,
at her.
You little girl.
So right. Stassi takes her ice in her cup and chucks it in her face. And then Kristen like gets up, but like starts to lunge at her. So Tom is sitting here.
They went at it for a little bit first. They didn't show that.
They
grabbed her by her and pulled her down.
They were like it was an embrace, you know? It was like a cat fight.
They were on the ground. So he kind of like tried to push or, you know, separate Kristen off of her. And I scoop Stassi up and take her away.
In all honesty, I was probably more in the heat of the moment, I was more inclined to defend Stassi just because, you know, I had her back. And now I was probably out of line. I definitely...
And you had a momentum, and, like, you know, you're a bit stronger
still,
and bigger than Kristen.
I was out of line. I didn't mean to tackle her that hard, even though I was really upset with her. Even that it's my business. I just...
Yeah.
Me and Kristen have a lot of history, and, like, I have these moments where I want to kill her.
Right.
But
you're
I
like,
still,
opportunity!
I still, like,
go
I,
for
still,
it.
I still care about her. I don't hate her, but she just, like, really has this knack for pissing me off, and we're not going to get into that, but...
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I felt... I got a lot of flack for that on Twitter.
Yeah.
People were like, try to imply editing. I'm like a woman abuser. Like,
no, really?
You're like editing.
If you saw maybe a different camera angle, you might be able to tell. Yeah, because because when I saw for the first time, I'm like, oh my God, it looks like you're tackling her. But I was right there and you weren't. Like, he was trying to separate, you know.
Yeah.
in the couch.
It was like a diving.
It did. It was
like wishbone crunch on two. Ready? Yeah. Jesus. What did you guys think? Did it look bad?
It looked horrible. I was I knew that it was editing because we know, but I just felt like, are they about to put, like, you know, that disclaimer at the end, like, we do not promote, like, domestic violence.
No. There's been a whole episodes of violence, like Real Housewives of Atlanta, yes. Blood, Sweat, and Heels, and then Vanderpump Rules. Like, it's just been this, like, a lot of hitting lately.
Yeah. I don't think you look that violent.
I'm the nicest guy.
But you're not. I didn't think. It doesn't look like you're tackling her to hurt her. It looks like you're just separating them. To me, that's what I thought.
But they wanted the viewers to make it seem that
way. Well, I don't think they wanted to edit me in a way that would portray me in a negative light. Not to say, I don't know. Fuck, what am I talking about?
I just think it's a camera angle more than anything.
I want to give
and it's a good, like, preview for, like, coming up, like, next episode.
Someone needs to Photoshop, a football helmet on me.
Right.
Never mind.
I knew that.
I'm losing my train. Then, of course, we go to the next day and we see Kristen and Tom at their apartment, and Kristen's face looked, I mean, jacked. That looked bad. I mean, she had that. It was swollen a little bit.
It was hard.
Play on words.
Can I say something? I feel really bad for Kristen the way it was handled, but then what does she say? Like, I'll take a lie detector test. I'm going to sue you. I'm filing a police report. Come on, like, so she just made herself look so pathetic, in my opinion.
It's some telltale signs, if you read up on body language, and, well, I don't know what I can say.
Just seeing that, I'm just like, oh my god, like, but it's true. It's true, and look what you're doing, and look at how you're, like, handling
and
the situation.
Has she admitted it to this day? No.
They said we have to wait.
I want to know.
I want to know, too.
Yeah, because I feel like she hasn't.
Well, I'm glad she didn't go to the beach with Tom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy that I'm glad she didn't show up. But that was just it just looked so convenient that Tom was walking on the beach and then Jax was leaving the beach. And, of course, there's the camera right there. It just seemed very, like...
I'll let you finish.
Put together.
I know, it did. I, like, even when I watch that, this is just seems too
perfect.
Put together. Yeah, but no, it was, trust me, when Tom showed up, we had no idea. I didn't know.
Because he showed up at the very end. We're like, okay, I guess he's not coming.
I just never thought he would come. I saw him and my heart just broke.
Like, and his reactions, like, that was, I mean, that was really heartbreaking to see.
I know.
I mean, I can't even imagine talking to your friend, asking, like, the whole pleading thing where he was like, I don't even understand why this would happen. That was, I mean, that was some real stuff.
What else can you do in that situation besides, if I'm in Tom's place, I'm going to deny that and come up with conspiracy theories like he did, because it's just so much easier than accepting the unbelievably harsh, brutal truth of the situation. I mean, wouldn't you guys? Like, I would be in complete denial.
Yeah.
Well, the sad thing is, too, he kept asking about protection, and I feel like, shoot, Tom just got jaxed also, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to make you guys all shirts.
Please!
I'll wear it for sure.
Yeah, I definitely really, really fell for Tom in that scene. It was really hard to watch, because obviously I didn't see that conversation go down until I watched the episode, but I was just like...
Mm-hmm. It's painfully real.
Yeah, it really is too real. You want to know all the details.
Yeah, I was like, I want next week's episode, like, now.
Yeah.
I need to see what happens.
Hey.
Do you have it at your house?
We're taking bribes.
We're coming over. We're coming over after that. You got Four Loko. We're going. All right. So I want to move into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So intense. The only news and gossip I have is not that interesting, but I'm going to just say it. I was reading this article about Sheena's wedding, and she said that it's going to be on July 27th. Yay. And she said that she's only having Ariana and Pandora as her bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. And they asked if she was going to have Stassi as her bridesmaid, and she said, hell no. I was like, I thought they were okay. I thought they were cool. Are they not cool?
No, I mean, as far, like, it's weird because, like, they are, like, Stassi doesn't have anything against her at all, but sometimes, like, Sheena sort of flip-flops. Like, one time, like, she's cool with Stassi, the next minute, she's like, hell no. And I'm like,
is it going to be filmed on the show?
I
would hope so.
I mean, if we have a third season, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, we don't know if there's going to be a third season.
We sincerely 100% have no clue.
I have no idea.
I mean, we're optimistic.
I would think that there would be a third season.
Of course.
Wait, okay, so that's all the news and gossip I have. Uh-huh. So no music anymore. As I want to get into questions with y'all, if there wasn't a third season, would you think that it would be the same cast? Because personally, I feel like maybe a few people can be left out. Like maybe Kristen can be left out because I feel like her story is played out in the scheme of things. Like it's just, it'll be the same redundant stuff over and over again.
Yeah, I mean,
for me, that's what I think.
That's interesting.
I think right now, like what kind of in the position that we're all in, I think it would be a good idea to sort of mix some stuff and introduce some new people and maybe potentially leave some people out. I think that would be ultimately beneficial for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be what they're trying to figure out in the meantime, just sort of like creatively, if you know, who and what and when. But I mean, I would like to come back. He would like to come back.
Well, I mean, there was one general consensus. We all got together and we talked, and the general consensus was, you know, more Tom and less everybody else.
Okay.
Yes.
I think more Tom would be great.
I did tell Tom before this. I was like, all of my girlfriends like love you.
No, I'm
like love
me.
You.
Once they Loves met me, they would be disappointed.
Yeah, because he's.
We did get a really cute Twitter question, and she wanted to know where you got your nicknames for each other.
Bubba?
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole evolution there.
I don't know if we have time to go Bubba. Into
it. I'm like the master of pet names.
Aww.
I'm not. That's cute. I'm a sucker for pet
but
names.
But I mean, it started off like, you know, calling each other like babe, and then it was like BB, and then it was like Bubby, and then it was like.
You guys want to hear a little bit?
Yeah, do it.
Go on.
Can you
riff,
come in?
Riff for us.
Have you guys talked about pet names?
Make it quick.
Other?
I don't want to mess up you guys' show.
No, go.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
What are you doing?
A little monster.
Yeah, I can't commit.
You guys are awesome.
You make me feel like
a lot of this, like, I could kiss you, but then I'd miss you.
Oh, so cute. It's really annoying, but yeah.
What has my life become?
I would like to see more stuff like that on the show. Like, sometimes it gets so heavy, especially this season. I would like to see that, because it's like real life.
I try to bring levity to the show, because there's so much, there's an excess of drama.
Yeah.
What I do, someone else sent this in to us, and what I miss about the first season is there's not a lot of stuff about what you're doing in your lives.
Yeah.
Like the first season I felt like was kind of like these kids are pursuing things, you know, mm-hmm. and then there's this drama. But this season it was just like all drama.
There was no room for
it. I was like, where
there wasn't any room for it. I mean,
it's
yeah. like,
I guess.
I agree. Yeah.
It was just really, I mean, it was overshadowed by so much that was happening. There's so much happening.
And that's true for most reality shows too. Like, yeah. As the show progresses, it becomes just about the drama instead of about lifestyle.
But not for nothing. In the beginning of the season, I'm not going to lie to you guys, it started off really slow. We were all kind of like a little bored with it. That was the same Stassi and Jack
Same
story
idea.
Over
yeah.
and over
so again,
again. So I think that could have been switched up. Like, I feel there was a generous amount of airtime that was devoted back again to the Jax and Stassi drama.
Yeah, you're right.
That could have been switched up.
Yeah, people seem to be kind of over it.
Yeah, I feel like it did take a little time to pick up speed, especially because knowing sort of what was happening in those times, being like, well, if there was so much more happening, I feel, you know, I don't, I'm not, it's really hard now for me to remember, but yeah, I feel like I was just like,
when is it going to move on?
I guess it worked for the season before, so.
It was a great dynamic. Like, the Jackson-Stassi thing was, like, I mean, it was good stuff, and, you know. They're both amazing, per se, but, yeah, that story might have been a little played out in the beginning. Yeah.
For sure.
But,
So let's move into some predictions for next week.
Uh-oh.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I'm going to predict that, oh, I just want to know who Sheena hits. Like, that's all I want to know. Like, why is she getting so scrappy? Because Sheena, you never see her like that. But I'm going to predict that Tom and Kristen, they're officially done. Like, they're not together anymore. This is going to move on to the reunion, I guess. But I predict that. Boom, let's go.
I go along with your prediction. And if they are still together, we're going to go over to their apartment and pull them apart.
We're going to have intervention live on air with them. Yes. You got any good predictions?
I don't have a good one this week. I just can't wait for next week's episode.
I know. These last two episodes, I feel like, are like the winner takes all. I love it.
They're juicy. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into these. And at the expense of some good people. So hopefully everyone will enjoy it because, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that y'all got the ratings because that was a really awesome episode.
It really was.
Can I just say something really quickly?
Sure.
Poor Kristen watching this, working at Sir, seeing what Lisa says about her.
Right.
That's all I have to say about
that's
that.
That's true.
Thank you.
Thank you, you two, so much for coming on with us.
Yes.
I'm Jake Dupree. You can find me on Twitter at Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at Jake Dupree. Go.
You can find me on Instagram at Pink English.
I'm Christina Zias. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias.
And Tom, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at TW Schwa, on Instagram at TW Schwa, and I'm not going to tell you my Vine name because my Vines are too stupid.
No, they're amazing.
What is it? Tell us. TW
Schwa?
No, it's Tom Schwartz.
And Katie, where can we find you?
On Instagram and Twitter, it's both Music Kills Kate.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.